こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話方式形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、医師免許を持たずに客にタトゥーを入れたとして医師法違反の罪に問われている男性の判決公判が昨日大阪地裁で開かれ、裁判長がタトゥーは医療行為にあたるとして罰金15万円を言い渡しました。日本では入れ墨は医師免許のない彫り師たちによって長年行われており、摘発例もほとんどありませんが、裁判長は彫り師に医師免許を要求することは合理的としました。被告側は即日控訴しています。ハフィントンポストによると、刑法に詳しい立教大学大学院辰井さと子教授が記者会見で、法解釈の限界を超えて無理やり医師法を適用するということは法律なければ刑罰なしという罪刑法定主義を無視するもので、もはや司法の役割を放棄しているとしか思えないと語っています。
Yesterday, a judge in Osaka ruled that a tattoo artist who had given people tattoos without a medical license had broken the law and would be fined 150,000 yen, stating that tattooing is essentially a medical procedure. In Japan, tattoo artists have been using traditional carving techniques for years without medical licenses, and while there appears to be little or no precedent for his ruling, the judge stated that it is reasonable to request that tattoo artists acquire a medical license. The defense immediately filed for an appeal on that same day. According to the Huffington Post, what was his name? Satoko Tatsui, a law professor at Rikkyo Graduate University, stated at a press conference that the ruling is beyond the interpretation of existing law and that introducing new medical law for this case would be in conflict with the principle of if there is no law, there is no crime.
そう、一応争点としては、医師法で定められている医業っていう医師の業の定義が示されてないので、医療行為っていうのが具体的に何なのかっていうことがまず一つと、あとは単純に職業選択、表現、個人の自由っていうものがこれによって守られているのかどうかっていうのと、まあ、この先生が言ってるみたいに罪刑法定主義に反してるんじゃないのかっていうことなんだけど、まあ正直これ控訴して高裁で同じ判決になったとしても最高裁でひっくり返ると思うけどね。てかひっくり返らないとちょっとおかしいよね。
So if that didn't happen, it would be setting a new precedent for requiring medical licensing for tattoo artists.
そう、なんか一応日本の法律ではタトゥーとか彫り師の人について何も記載がないから存在しないことになってるんだよね。なので現実にあんまり沿ってない状態がなぜか今まで続いてしまってるっていう。で、なので技術とか衛生に関する基準も全くないから、例えば衛生についてとか何も分かってない人でも彫り師になろうと思えばなれちゃうし、しっかりやってる人はしっかりやってるしっていうバラバラの状態なんだよね。で、例えば針とかお灸とか美容師とか、そのちょっとこう間違えたら怪我しちゃうようなものとか感染症が広がっちゃうみたいなものに関しては国家資格が定められてるから、それを取れば別にその仕事はできるんだけど、逆に言うとこれも国家資格が定められていなければこの医師法に反していますっていうのが適用される可能性もあったわけで、なのでこの彫り師とかタトゥーについて国家資格がないっていうのは彫り師たちの責任ではなくて国の責任だから、それをこの人一人にこうやって押し付けるっていうのはまあおかしいなと私は思うけど、
We see this kind of thing kind of it in a way it's like setting an example of one person. If there haven't been previous cases of this nature, I mean it must feel pretty unfair for this person.
Yeah,
certainly.
あとその現実的に考えたときに、じゃあ医師免許を持ってるタトゥーアーティストがいるのかっていう、日本に多分ほとんどいないと思うんだよね。ほとんどみんな医師免許なんて持ってないと思うし、 医師免許取る人は多分彫り師にはならないじゃん、
うん、
医者になるじゃん。だからまあ本当に現実的ではないし、まあ、法律のそもそもの目的っていうのはやっぱり国民を守るためにあるわけであって、
うん、
そのこういうふうに誰の得にもならないところで罰金を取ったりとかすることが目的じゃないから、逆にこれでじゃあ罰金ですってなっちゃうとするじゃん、最高裁でも、
うん、
そうするとどういうことになるかっていうと、多分じゃあ基準とかも作られないし、違法だからでそのままだから、でかといってじゃあ彫り師の人が今から全員医師免許取りに行くかっていうと絶対そんなことないじゃん。でそれを全部取り締まるかっていうとそんなこともないから、その技術とか衛生面の知識が足りてない彫り師がいつまでも活動し続ける可能性を含んだまま、その問題をなかったことにしちゃうっていう。
Do you think this could serve as some catalyst for introducing industry standards for tattoo artists?
そうだから、本来ならばこの個人に罰金を課すんじゃなくて、あ、国がそういう基準を制定してないのがおかしかったですね、これこういうのを取り締まる法律がそもそもないし、じゃあそれを作んないといけないですねっていう話、判決にしなきゃいけなかったんだよね。
It's almost like this guy just failed to respect the somewhat universally acknowledged gray zone in this country. Where do acupuncturists fall in terms of like medical licensing and their practice? Do you know?
As I said, they need 国家資格。
So
it's like a state license or national license.
But they're not doctors, right?
They're not doctors. So,
is it considered a medical procedure in that context?
No,
right?
医師法で定められてる、その医療行為っていうのが法律には書いてないんだけど、今までのプレセデンスとかを見てると、医師が行わないと人体に危害を及ぼす、もしくは危害を及ぼす可能性のある行為っていうことなのね。だから、まあ、針とかお灸とかも分かってないと害が及ぶ可能性はあるけど、別に医者じゃなくてもいいだろうっていう。で美容師とかもそうじゃん、じゃあひげ剃ってくれる時とかに皮膚病の人が使ったやつをまた他の人に使い回してとかしたら感染が拡大しますとか、じゃあ鋭利な刃物を使って毛を切るときに間違えて皮膚切っちゃうかもしれませんねとかあるけれども、別に医師免許までは必要ないでしょうっていうことで別に国家資格を設けてるわけじゃん。それがなぜかタトゥーに関しては何もないまま来ちゃっていて、それを今全国の彫り師になんか責任を押し付ける形になっちゃう。
Well, Japan's kind of a weird case because of, you know, there's gang affiliated. People think of tattoos as being gang affiliated.
Right.
Although, I mean, in many cases they are not, especially now. But traditionally in Japan, they have been. And it's...Yeah, there's a lot of weird cultural stuff playing into this, for sure.
そうね、そう、それもあるんだけど、やっぱなんか経済面、まあその安全性はもちろん確保するためにそういう資格とか基準なり国が作るべきだし、経済的に見てもそのオリンピックとかあって、今もどんどん観光客が増えています、
mm-hmm.
で和彫りってすごい人気あるわけじゃん、海外の人に。で日本に行って入れ墨入れたいなっていう外国の人もいっぱいいるわけで、で結構高いお金払ってもさやりたいっていう、こう日本の伝統みたいな感じで捉えてくれてる人もたくさんいるわけで、じゃあその
It does make the timing interesting for this whole issue.
そうそう、アメリカとかイギリスはタトゥースタジオが免許制みたいな、なんか届け出たりとかライセンスをゲットしないと営業できませんよっていうことになってるんだよね。だから多分、個人的な資格っていうよりは店舗ごとっていう、で店舗がその個人個人の雇ってるタトゥーアーティストの責任を負ってくださいねっていう。だから店舗ごとにちゃんと研修して、まあ当然だけど針を使い回しちゃいけませんとか、まあそういうことしてるタトゥーアーティストもうこの時代ほとんどいないと思うんだけど、どっちにしろね。
You know, this was in Osaka. Osaka passed laws previously on tattoos, yeah. Specifically Osaka, right? Didn't they pass some, like, banning state employees from having tattoos.
Ah, right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, maybe it's just a coincidence that this this is occurring there, but it seems like they may have a different relationship or culture about tattoos than even people in Tokyo do.
Right. So, その可能性をでも持ってしたところで、なんだろう。別に、じゃあその入れ墨自体を違法にするっていうならまだわかるんだよね。その入れることとか、何、自分に入れることとか他人に掘るっていうことを全部違法にするならまだ整合性があるんだけど、そういうわけでもないから、なんていうの、ないもの、なんかもうこんなに実際にそれを仕事にしてる人がいる中で、それをないものかのように扱うっていうのは安全面から見てもどう考えてもよくないよね。
うん、
これから入れる人たちの、だからなんかすごい変なシチュエーションになっちゃう。
Are you thinking about getting any more?
I wanted to get one in, when I was in Paris earlier this year, but なんかそのタトゥーアーティストの人が時間なくてできなかった。
Hmm.
でも、
What was it gonna be?
I wanted to get something on my inner arm, which would have been pretty inconvenient for me because I go to the gym.
Mm.
So maybe it was a good idea that I didn't get it, but
yeah.
Yeah.
It is pretty inconvenient. You can have a fairly small tattoo and they'll make you put some wrap thing over it.
Yeah. So 今私は見えないとこにしか入ってないから足とか、
hmm.
別に不便なこと何もないんだけど。
Isn't it weird? It's the sight. It's people seeing this thing on your skin that is a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you have this thing on your skin. There's a design. It's on your skin. So it's a problem.
どっかのメディアで日経じゃない どっか忘れちゃったんだけど、アンケートやっててタトゥーに関する印象調査みたいな、
hmm.
でなんか自分をアクセプトできるアクセプトできないで、その理由とか、yeah. タトゥーについてのイメージみたいな、でやっぱアクセプトできない人の方が日本は多いんだけど、基本的に高齢の人の方が多いんだよね。若い人の方がもうちょっとなんか、まあ、芸術とか、あの、まあ、別に好きにすればみたいな感じで、高齢の人ほどなんか許されないみたいな感じで結構強く思ってるみたい。
Well, I know a lot of people with tattoos and their like parents and grandparents aren't cool with it. But that's all that happens.
そうだね。なんか
like that's it.
変な話、やっぱり昔の方がさ、ヤクザ映画とかもすごい多かったし、なんかこうそういうイメージがすごい強い。今の若い人って別にね、そういうヤクザ映画とか見るわけじゃないし、そういうイメージはあまりないのかなと思う。
Do you know what the original reason for making tattoos illegal was?
It's not illegal.
Or not illegal, but there must have been some point where there was like a widespread like ban. Because it's almost standardized.
It was illegal at one point in the history in Japan. In like... I forget, but...
Go for it.
no, I really don't remember, but どっかの時点で違法だったんだよね、入れ墨自体が。で、
okay.
いや、それはちょっとさすがに個人の自由侵害してるみたいな感じで違法じゃなくなったんだけど、その時に他の法律も合わせて、なんていうの、じゃあ法律どうするとかっていう議論が多分なされず、存在しないものとして今ここまで来ちゃったっていう感じ。だから多分、yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, well, at some point it was like, okay, all the pools, all the onsens, all the, you know, theme parks or whatever, you can't have tattoos. And that's the standard, even today,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That you would say that's the standard in this country, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. そうね、だから今の30代、40代以上が全部死んだら、結構変わる。
I feel like that's true for a lot of stuff, but it's not.
そうだね。結構変わってると思うけどね。なんかだってさ、海外の、例えばジャスティン・ビーバーとかさ、めっちゃタトゥー入ってるけど。
別に。Yeah, I don't know if he's helping the cause.
でもこう若者は見てさ、うわ許されないとか別に思わないじゃん。だからその、まあ、前から言われてるけど、外国人ならよくて日本人ならダメっていう、その逆差別みたいな、
あの The implications are kind of different. I mean, you kind of have to be, if you were getting a prominent tattoo and you're not Yakuza and you were doing that, you know, 10 years ago in Japan, then you are probably pretty radical
right.
in your thinking.
Right.
And so...
そうね、そうだね。だから本当に何銭湯とかに行ってさ、本当にすごい入れ墨入ったヤクザの人がいっぱいいるみたいな時代だったら、確かにそこに混ざって自分もヤクザでもないのに入れるっていうのは不便すぎるじゃん。
But if some guy from if some dude from America has tattoos, it means almost nothing.
Right, right, right.
I mean, does it mean any? I mean, does that tell you anything?
だから日本も実際はそんな感じになると思うけどね。
Maybe.
だ結局なんか髪染めるのだって昔はさ不良みたいな感じで言われてたわけじゃん、髪染めるなんてバカじゃないかみたいな。でピアスもそうじゃん、わ不良、耳に穴開けるなんて信じられないみたいな。でなんかでもさ、いや嫌なら自分は入れなきゃいいよもちろん、で嫌なのは嫌でいいんだけど、別に人がやったってね関係ないじゃん。
I mean, I don't want any tattoos and I don't have any tattoos, but I don't hate tattoos or wish people didn't get tattoos. Like what?
Yeah.
I don't understand why. I don't understand how my I could be motivated to think that.
Yeah.
I really don't care.
そう、私もなんか乳首のピアスとかさ、
oh, that's intense.
痛そうって思っちゃって、
yeah.
全然自分はやりたくないし、
mm-hmm.
好きでもないけど、誰かが乳首ピアス知ってても別にそう。へーっていう風にしか思わないよね。
Yeah,
許されないとかそういうことじゃないよ。
Wear a shirt or something.
Yeah. 次。昨日ツイッターが少数のユーザー向けに文字制限を140文字から280文字に倍増させる試験的な試みを始めると発表しました。対象のユーザーの選定方法や人数は公表されていませんが、中国語、日本語、韓国語は除外されます。発表後、過激な内容で物議を醸しているトランプ大統領のツイートについて、280文字に拡大されたら一体どうなるんだという心配の声が相次いだため、ツイッターの創業者ビズストーン氏は、彼は対象ユーザーに入っていないと一言だけツイートしています。
Yesterday, Twitter announced that they had doubled the character limit for select users from 140 characters to 280 characters as an experiment.They have not specified how they selected the users or how many users they selected. Also, Chinese, Japanese, and Korean languages were excluded. After the announcement, Twitter founder Biz Stone stated that Trump would not be one of the selected individuals in response to public concern over what President Donald Trump, who tweets radical and controversial things, would do.
So, トランプはなんかどうでもいいんだけど、わざわざこのビズストーンさんがさ、ツイートしてたのが面白いなと思って。
いや。
そうで、中国語、日本語、韓国語はもともとあの漢字とかもあって、
mm-hmm.
韓国語はちょっとなんでか分かんないけど、まあ言えることが英語よりも多いので、そこまで困ってる人がいないでしょうっていうことらしい。
Mm-hmm. I've definitely noticed that. You can't say anything in English. I don't know how people do it.
うん、でも。あの一応創業者の人が280文字のツイートを出したんだよね、これを説明するために、
hmm.
それをみんなが添削して140文字にしてできるじゃん、hmm. みたいな、
yeah.
無駄を全部省けば、
yeah.
同じこと言えますよっていうのをやってた。まあ基本多い意見としては140文字でいいんじゃないのっていう方があるみたい。
うん、hmm.
で確かにその280文字のツイートを見たときに読まないよね。なんかもうね。
Depends on the person. I would prefer that almost.
嘘。
I like reading something that actually has some substance.
私なんかその記事で280文字のツイートが出てて、で、hmm. 文章が始まってたんだけど、一文だけ読んで飛ばしたのね、ツイートを。そしたら読まなかったでしょって書いてあって確かにと思った。だからツイートを見るときっていうのはさ、 長い文章を読みたくない時じゃん。長い文章を読みたいんだったら別に記事とか読めばいいから、
うん、
280文字になるとちょっとさすがにね、ワンパラグラフって感じなんだよね。
うん、It's such a big change if you really think about it. Why double? Why not like 50% more? Why not add like 20 more characters?
どうせやるならって思ったんじゃない？中途半端よりは倍にしてみようかみたいな。でもやっぱツイッターのあのさ、本当に無駄を全部省かないと140文字に収まらない感じ、mm-hmm. なんか文法とか多少無視しても、
mm-hmm.
っていうのは結構好きなんだけどね、個人的には。
Yeah, I mean there's good and bad about it. I mean now the whole world is having conversations in 140 characters where everything's just like, oh, you know, it's just about getting a reaction. It's
まあね、
this is the clickbaitUniverse. This is Spin Town, where everything is, you just, it's the first thing. It's like who gets there first. You look on Twitter, what's the top reply? Like, oh, and it's just, it's too easy. The barrier should be higher. People should write more shit, use harder vocabulary. I don't know. It kind of, there's an elegance to the 140 characters. It keeps people from rambling. It keeps it concise. You better have something important to say.
Yeah.
But,There's something shoddy about the... We were oversold. The result is not quite that spectacular, I feel like.
でもなんかさ、面白ツイートとかってさ、なるべく短い言葉でいかに面白いこと言えるかみたいなところがあるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
それもやっぱり長々と喋って面白いよりも、こう本当に一文二文で面白いってやっぱすごくない？
That's why when you shut someone down, you're trying to use like two words, you know, like that's the ultimate shutdown.
Yeah.
It's like when it's just like one word, like when it's just a trigger.
Exactly.
You know, and
だからそのなんかカルチャーがやっぱりツイッターによって強化されてきた感じがあるから、まあタンブラーとかもそうだけどさ、だからなんかちょっとね。280,
People should be worried about Trump's twittering. The amount of attention that his Twitter activity generates is just ridiculous.
So, これでみんなが、まあ、Twitter に対して、まあ、皮肉な感じで、
mm-hmm.
今ですらトランプのツイートで大変なのに280文字にしてくれてありがたいねみたいなことを言ってたんだけど、mm-hmm.まあ、その背景としてやっぱりあのツイッターのバイオレーション、あのツイッターのポリシーをバイオレートしてるんじゃないかって言われてるじゃん、トランプが。ノースコリア、あの北朝鮮の喋れてない北朝鮮に関するツイートでさ、あの They won't be around much longer みたいなことを言ったじゃない、トランプが。
Okay. Seems petty.
で北朝鮮がそのツイートに対して
Mm-hmm.
あ、これはあの戦争の宣戦布告だからって言ったんだけどあの
Well, if you had 280 characters, maybe it would have been more clear.
確かにツイッターの規定ではその人を脅したりしちゃいけないわけよね、
mm-hmm.
でこんなことしてるともう国がなくなるぞみたいなことっていうのは、まあ、国を脅してることになるから、
Right.
まあ、トランプのアカウントが停止されるべきだって言ってる人たちがいて、
well, I think それ everyone's saying that on Twitter, though, aren't they?
でも結構ねセレブとかこう注目を集める人はちょっとなんか言うとすぐ停止になってきたんだよね、ある意味、なのにトランプだけなんでこんな好き放題言えてるんだっていうのに対してツイッターがいやなんかニュースワーディーだからみたいな、なんかニュースワーディーの場合はサスペンドしないこともあるみたいなこと言ってて、
It's obtained some kind of Mobius strip logic. There's no way out.
そう、like、そうするとトランプなんて大統領だから、そう大統領だから彼が何を言ってもニュースウォーディーじゃん。そしたらじゃあ、
and it is.
サスペンドされないじゃんっていうことで結構みんなが怒ってる。さなかにこれがあったからで繋がってるんだと思うんだけど。
It's just so different from.You know, once upon a time, human beings would sit down at a table. And this is the only way to do it, is I move my face and make noises, and you move your face and make noises, and we're gonna, and you talk, and you can see their reactions in real time, and you have a conversation, but yeah. it's something that's filled with subtle cues, subconscious cues, and a lot of yeah. other, you know, body language and other communication. And you can ask questions, you can, I mean, it's a conversation. And the level at which conversations occur when two people are talking, and the level at which it occurs on some platform like Twitter, it just seems so, you know, to really figure out what's going on, you can't just skim Twitter. It'll yeah. drive you nuts, right?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to know what's going on, let's say you have a bunch of ideas bouncing around in your head. You need to sit down and you need to talk to a friend or someone you know or someone who knows something. And so you can... the structure of conversations is just much more suitable to our brains than this kind of schizophrenic,
yeah.
like, balkanized Twitter feed, 140 characters, just...
まあ、とりあえずこのヘッドライン最初見たときは、日本語やばって思ったの。除外されるって知らなかったから、
mm.
日本語で280文字絶対やばいでしょ。もうエッセイ、小論文だよ。
What do you think? What do you think? So it's 140 characters in Japanese, right? It's still 140?
Yeah.
So what do you think that's equivalent to? Like, how many characters in English would be equivalent to 140? Like, what is Japanese Twitter operating at in terms of the effective character limit?
まあでも結構だから280文字ぐらいの感覚かもね。
Really?
うん。
Hmm. Do they even need to do this experiment then?
確かにね。日本人に聞けばいいのね。
There's probably a lot of data. I mean, Japanese people have had a higher character limit, effectively speaking, for quite some time.
いや、なんかデータで出てたのは、英語のツイートだと140文字ギリギリまで使うツイートが 9%。くらい。でもその中国語、日本語、韓国語だと 0.何%とか。だからみんなあんまりギリギリじゃない感じでツイートできてるんだよね。でも確かにね、日本そうかもね。感覚的には英語の倍ぐらいのことは言えるかもね。
Yeah, so Japan wasn't actually excluded. They were the premier.
そうだ。なんかスノーデンも言ってたもんね、昔なんか、
yeah.
日本語でツイートした時。い
や。
懐
かしい、スノーデン。
次。うつ病や不安障害を抱えている人は、実際に差し迫った危機がない場合でも大きな精神的苦痛を感じ、起こりうる実害について過剰に考える傾向にありますが、学会誌サイエンティフィック・リポーツに掲載されたアメリカ合衆国退役軍人賞の研究でその仕組みが明らかになりました。今この瞬間の自分の思考や言動を保持する短期的な記憶のことを作業記憶と言いますが、不安や脅威に関する情報がこの作業記憶を汚染してしまうと思考や言動にネガティブに働きかけることが分かっています。実験では81人の若者の脳波をモニターし、不安障害を持っている人ほど脳が作業記憶用のリソースを脅威に関連した情報に割いており、その結果不安障害のキーと言われている扁桃体の反応が増加していました。不安障害を持っていない人の脳は脅威に関連する情報が作業記憶に入り込むのを自動的に防ぎ、目の前のことに集中できていましたが、不安障害を持っている人は脳が脅威に関する情報を無視できていませんでした。
New research sheds light on why it is that people who have depression and anxiety disorders suffer from mental anguish even in the absence of threats, and why they tend to overthink possibly threat-related information.The paper was published in Scientific Reports by researchers at the U.S. Veterans Association healthcare system. Right now, in this moment, something called working memory is retaining your thoughts and actions across time. When uneasy or threatening information pollutes your working memory, it can negatively influence your other thoughts and actions. In their experiment, the researchers monitored the brains of 81 young adults and found that more anxious individuals tended to allocate more working memory resources to threatening information. The amygdala, which plays a key role in anxiety disorders, was found to be more active in those individuals. In individuals without anxiety disorders, the brain automatically protected its working memory from threatening information and was able to focus on the task at hand, whereas the same threatening information could not be ignored by anxious individuals.
そう。だから通常だと、例えば朝電気代の通知が来て、思ったよりすごい高かった時に、あ、でも会社行かなきゃいけないし、着替えなきゃいけないし、ちょっとこれは忘れとこうってできるわけじゃん。で、実際に忘れちゃうわけじゃないんだけど、別に今考えないものとしてどっかの引き出しにしまっておく。で、会社に行って、で、仕事しなきゃいけないから、電気代のことなんて考えもせずずっと仕事に集中できるわけだけど、その引き出しにしまうっていうこと自体が壊れちゃってできなくなってるから、あ、電気代が高い、どうしよう。で、会社行ってる間も、あ、どうしよう。でも電気代だけじゃなくて、この間水道代も高いんだった。あ、なんかこんなことしてたら、貯金が少なくなっていくみたいな。え、もし明日病気になって仕事できなくなったらお金どうなるんだろう。そういえば年金も年々もらえる額が減ってるって言ってるし、私老後どうするんだろうみたいな、どんどんどんどんこう不安が増大していって、目の前のことに集中するどころじゃないっていう。
Especially 年金。
そうだよね。まあ多分誰でも、なんかこう例えば今日彼氏に振られちゃったとかで一日中それを考えちゃうみたいな。
Yeah, for like weeks.
そうそうそう、right? ことはあると思うんだけど、それどころの騒ぎじゃないレベル。
It's a normal function of the brain that seems to be radically exaggerated.
Yeah, そうだね。When,
for people that have this condition, because healthy people do it, and healthy yeah. people can have something happen to them that's traumatic and then be put in that mode.
Yeah.
そ
うだね。それがだから、so、もっと頻度が高いとか、レベルがもっと高い、mm-hmm. その不安のレベルが、
mm-hmm.
最近私もあんまり頻度は減ってきたけど、たまになんかあるね、変なことで、
mm-hmm.
これね、多分なったことある人しか分かんないんだけど、そので逆になったことある人は分かってくれると思うけど、変なゾーンに入りそうになっちゃうっていう、
yeah.
あ、やばい、あっちに行ったらやばいっていうで、それをやっぱり精神的だけじゃなくて、こうフィジカルに感じるんだよね、
yeah.
で、やば、だから本当に悪い時はやばいと思いもしないから、もうそっちにポロンって落ちちゃうんだけど、mm-hmm. 今はこう若干踏みとどまって、mm-hmm. あ、やばい、落ちそうみたいな。
But maybe that's something that would have been happening regardless, but now you have hyper awareness about it because you know, because you can recognize it. So it's kind of like a confirmation bias of your sensations.
So, if
that makes sense.
Mm.
And that kind of sensitivity to being in those states or feeling like you're going to be in those states, combined with a lack of confidence in your ability to manage those states, can put you in like vicious cognitive cycles and patterns that will break you down.
そうだから、たまに あっちに引きずられそうって思った時に、それを認識してるからこそ防ぐことができるって思う時もあれば、認識してるからこそ逆に危ないみたいな、
mm-hmm.
逆に引きずられなくていい時でも引きずられそうになっちゃう感じがするみたいな、
mm-hmm.
なんかうまく説明できないけどなんか変な感じになる。
But do you think it's only people that have experienced depression that have that heightened sensitivity? There are a lot of people I know that seem to have no association with depressing thoughts or those sort of cognitive patterns whatsoever.
Yeah, like my husband.
And the world is totally fine.
Yeah.
Like, relax.
Yeah.
What?
So, だから多分うちの夫からしたら、私のことを見て、何なんだろうというか、理解できないだろうなって思うことは多々ある。自分でも分かんないし、なんかだいたいラショナルじゃないから、その不安っていうのは、なんか一番最近、
How do you measure how rational any of this is?
だからその一番最近本当にあっち側に引きずり込まれると思ってやばいって思ったのは、なんかお金がそれこそない ないっていうか足りないかもしれないって思っちゃったのね、
うん、
なんか不妊治療ですごいお金使ってるなっていうのは頭のどっかに常にあるじゃん、
うん、
でなんかなんだろう、それが別になくないのね別にお金大丈夫なんだけど急にあれなんかもしこれでできなかったらできないでもっとお金かかるし、できたらできたで教育費とか、なんかもしインターに入れるとかなったら年間にこれぐらいかかるしとかを、
yeah and then you have to have a really safe car so you have to buy you know this
そうなんか急に
Mercedes crossover and then we have to, you know and then
そうでなんか急にあなんかやばいみたいなどうしようみたいな感じで
yeah well
怖いみたいな
you can't There's not really any action that you could take right in this moment that is going to set the rest of your life on a stable path.
そう、多分普通の人からしたら、いや別に落ち着いて考えればわかるじゃんとか思うと思うんだけど、そういうことじゃないんだよね。もう一回そうなっちゃうと、もうなんて言うんだろうね、迫り来る危機みたいな感じで。
Yeah. Well, it's these strange cognitive patterns. That's why there's been a huge migration, at least it seems so, in psychiatry from the old psychoanalytical approach, which is lie on the sofa, let's figure out what fucked up thing happened in your life that will explain absolutely everything that's going on right now.
Right.
That's the old psychiatry, pretty much.
Yeah.
Might be glossing some things. But now there are new approaches that try to leverage mindfulness and meditation, like cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah.
Which focuses on interrupting these cognition patterns. Yeah. And it's also, you know, abrasive and hard to do, but it talks about trying to control or gain control over the way that your brain operates in yeah. its default modes. And then by practicing that, supposedly you can change it. And a lot of people have had success with that. At least seemingly more success with that than the old psychoanalytical approaches. Yeah. And I think that has implications for just the way that we think about our own minds generally, right?
Yeah. Like, だからこの研究で言ってることはすごい分かりやすいなって思うのは、要はこの作業記憶 working memory が働いてる時に vulnerable な状態になってるっていうわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
その working memory の中に自分が浸っちゃうとそのリスクが増大するってことなのかなと思っていて、だからサップやったり乗馬したりとか、なんかなんていうの、まあ運動したり、その考える暇がない、単純に考えてる余裕がない。ダイビングとかもそうだけど、だ目の前で起きてることに使うリソースが大きすぎてその余白がない状態を作り出すのが一番手っ取り早い
のかなと思う。A lot of people say that.
少なくとも私個人は絶対そう。だからまあ瞑想ももちろんそうだし、まあこれはワークするときとしないときがあるけど、お風呂入るとか、
In the shower, taking a just standing in the shower for absurdly long periods of time.
It helps. Maybe with a beer.
Make
したりとか。
I mean, how do you feel when you're doing your makeup? Like, what is? I don't really know what that experience
やっぱりなんか
is like. But you're spending a lot of time looking at your face.
だしなんかアイライン描いてる時とかってさ、it has to be precise.
Right.
So,
so it's kind of a ritual. You don't think you're just kind of.Doing the actions.
It's kind of like when you're painting.
You are painting, right?
Yeah. So, so. あ、だから最近あのペインティングもやってるよ。
Yeah.
うん。集中するからやっぱり。
I want to do that acrylic space painting. It just looks so unreal.
I want to do あのBob Ross のやつを見ながらみんなでそれをやってみて、結局絶対できないよねっていう回をやりたい。やろうよ、
okay.
やろうよ、だって絶対できないよね、できると思っちゃうけど、あれ見てると
You're underestimating Bob Ross's teaching capacity. Everyone will nail it. It doesn't look like he's doing anything, right?
すっごい簡単にやるんだよね。
It really looks stupid, simple. Just tap the brush like this, and it's just tapping, tap, 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 tap.
絶対でもできないんだよ。
I could probably fuck up the tapping the brush part, like where you, like, where's the technique? I don't see it. Where's the technique? You're just tapping the brush.
しかも結構ね、いろんなブラシが必要なんだよね、あれ。
Yeah.
しかもあれをやろうと思うと絶対同じツールが欲しいじゃん。なんかちょっと似てるけど違うやつとかじゃ嫌じゃん。
Well,
できないじゃん、多分。
But that way I can blame the brush when it's over.
Ah, that's true.
It must be this brush.
そうだね。ちょっとやり
たい。If I had the legit mammoth hair brush, you know how crisp this would look?
It would have been perfect.
Thank you. Scientists at NASA's Ames Research Center have published research in the journal Icarus, putting forth a possible explanation for the towering shards of ice on the surface of Pluto, some extending as high as 500 meters into the sky. The scientists believe that the large structures are the remnants of methane gas that had frozen out of the atmosphere millions of years ago. In other words, as the climate of Pluto changed, icebergs of frozen methane gas began to sublime, leaving behind these massive spires of frozen methane. A much smaller example of this phenomena has been identified on Earth in unique climates like the Chajnantor Plain in Chile, where snow sublimation leaves behind little shards of snow pointing up at the sun.
2015年に撮影された冥王星の写真に写り込んでいた高さ500メートルもの巨大な氷のタワーについて、当時科学的な説明が困難とされていましたが、NASA のエイムズ研究センターが学会誌イカルスで仮説を発表しました。それによると、この氷のタワーは何百万年も前に冥王星の気候が変化するとともにメタンガスでできた氷河が昇華し始め、凍ったメタンが巨大な尖った形となって残ったということです。地球でももっと小さい規模で似たような現象は見られ、ペニテンテスと呼ばれています。これはチリのチャナントールなど特殊な気候を持つ場所で雪が消化し太陽に向かって尖った氷のタワーになったものです。
ペニテンテス。
ペニテンテスって結構スキャンダラスな名前じゃない？この形もそうだしさ。なんかそういう関係ある？あの何ラテンの語源みたいな。
Where did it come from? There was an explanation for why it's called penitentes. It was, okay. It's, I can't remember the explanation. There's like somewhere in a Spanish-speaking country where they have these formations there and they named them after, I know what it is. It's like, it looks like praying people. It looks like, what is the word that has like the, sounds like penitentes, but pen, it's named after
Pentecostal?
Like
Pentecostal?
Not Pentecostal, although, I don't know. I forget what the root was, but basically okay. It was named after the Spanish word for people showing up in religious attire and like worshiping stuff.
Huh.
Because all the little, they're perfectly spaced out, all the little pieces of snow.
Mm.
And they're all facing the sun. So they look like they're worshipping the sun.
なるほどね。
So it kind of has a surreal, like, what is this?
So
they just adopted that word since that's basically one of the only places where it even happens on Earth.
Okay.
But on Earth, they're really short.
I think I just told everyone that my mind is dirty.
Oh.
But okay.
How'd you do that? Oh, you thought I don't think it's penis related, if that's what you're wondering.
Yeah.
500 meters.
500 meters の氷のタワーって想像できないよね。だって東京タワーより全然大きいけど、まあ東京タワーが全部氷だとしたらみたいなことでしょ。
What's Tokyo Tower?
333 meters.
Right. So yeah, it's
倍まではいかないけど。
Sky tree is like what
620
or something.
Yeah,
I'm probably wrong, but I'm close.
確かにだからスカイツリーの方が近いね。
Jesus.
あれが全部氷だったら、でしかもいっぱい生えてるんでしょ。
There's a bunch of them, yeah.
すごいね。なんかこれが最初見つかった時、エイリアンの家なんじゃないかみたいな言ってる人もいたんだよね。
Yeah, I mean they do that with everything. They find a, you know, a weird shaped rock on Mars, and all of a sudden it's like the trap door of some alien spider civilization or something. Yeah. So in their study, they basically came up with this explanation for the changing climate of Pluto, with all this methane gas having frozen millions of years ago, a long time ago when it was different from how it is now. And then over that time, as the climate changed, it sublimed, which means it changed from ice directly into a gas. And so it just kind of evaporated in those gaps.
え、それでなんでこの残ったやつもメタンガスなんでしょ？なんでこういう形に残るの？消化すると。
Like vertically?
Yeah, or I mean, なんでそもそも残るの？I mean, why doesn't it all evaporate?
Well, it's probably some super complex crystalline structure related entropic formula or something to figure out. Like, why are these spires as tall as they are? Why are they spaced out the way they are?
Yeah.
And why are they, on Earth at least, apparently they face the sun.
Yeah.
I don't know how much people know about these things, really.
Because
it's... You have to have very specific conditions on Earth for it to happen. Like, the dew point has to be at a certain level. You have to have a certain altitude. So it's very rare. But on Pluto, it's the norm.
Right.
Yeah, but there's also methane everywhere on Pluto. So it's kind of a different base of materials that Pluto is working with. Like the size of Sky Tree, though.
That's like huge cow burp.
Huge ice form.
Mm.
It's a lot of fuel. There's definitely a lot of fuel on Pluto. Yeah. You know, we thought Pluto had nothing. We thought Pluto was just this little rock. It's probably nothing. And we had those really shitty pictures before. It looked like nothing.
Yeah.
And we said it's not a planet anymore.
そう、昔の写真やばいよね。私たちが若い時のさ。
If I visualize the old picture, first of all, it was like this gray, like little rock. Like, how is that the same thing that we just got pictures of recently? That's not the same planet.
Yeah.
It doesn't look the same at all.
イメージが全然違うよね。
It's like the old picture just led us to believe all these things, make all these crazy assumptions about Pluto that were all false.
Yeah.
Like it's like it was worse than having no information. That might be an overstatement, but
それは多分その写真を撮った人が泣いちゃうよ。
Yeah, well, they'll probably have some future 3D scan the entire planet. And you know they're doing that now? I saw this the 3D printing world has gotten so weird.
Are you talking about that 3D selfie?
No. Okay. They have a device now that does the opposite of a 3D printer. So you could take
opposite.
You can take like a strawberry or a walnut or something, and you put it in this machine.
Yeah.
And it scans it. It scans the whole thing. It scans the inside. It scans the outside. It scans all of it down to some micron level. So it's exact. And it knows what it's like made out of and shit. And then you can print the thing you just scanned. And they are like exactly the same. I mean, it's not made of walnut, but you can print it out of out of like aluminum or something.
今のいる？それ重い人いないから。やばい。So they can scan me and make
We're
me
almost there. We're
with
almost there.
Actual materials.
No, that we're getting there. Like that's the logical extrapolation of what we're doing.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think that it's probably less than 100 years away when we have a machine where you put a walnut in there and you open it up and there's two walnuts.
Yeah.
three walnuts.
もうドラえもんだよ。ドラえもんレベルだよね。
Yeah. This 3D, I don't know what you call it, scanning objects thing is ridiculous.
いや、ドラえもんの名前にしてほしい、そしたら。もう日本人全員納得するよ、そしたら。ああ、わかりやすい。なん、あの、あるよね。だって、なんかさ、入れたらさ、そのものが出てくるみたいな。なかった。ある、絶対あるよね。
In ドラえもん、うん、and with a specific name?
うん。その名前つけてほしい。すごい売れるよ、多分。余計に売れるよ。日本では。
Well, I mean, it's a concept that's been around for a while. I don't know when Doraemon... I don't know if Doraemon was the first to come up with the matter compiler or the atomic assembler or whatever it's called.
最初だよ。あ、増えるミラーだって。
増えるミラー。わかりづらいじゃん。
物体を複製できる兄弟。増える鏡。だって。だから、か、そうだね、コピーで作るっていうのとちょっと違うのか、うん、でもコピーのやつもありそう。
That's an interesting concept though.
ね、ドラえもん秘密道具データベースっていうサイトがあるよ。コピーを含む道具だって。
次Are you still What is this? I kind of want to know what it says, actually.
収録放棄して。いやでもね、このサイトがなぜかつながらないんだよね。すごい重いのかな。
What?
すごい、全員見てんじゃない今。みんなが見てるから。
No.
大人気で。全然つながらないわ。もう諦める。
あ、じゃあ、やっぱり次。Several large-scale cyber attacks have occurred recently, including the breach of Equifax, a consumer reporting agency.In which the credit data of 143 million Americans was compromised, as well as the hacking of Sonic Drive-In, the scope of which is still being determined, and the hacking of CBS's Showtime website to install a Monero altcoin miner. Given that there are 323 million people in the United States, the scale of the Equifax hack is enormous, compromising the credit score information of nearly half of all Americans.So far, more than 5 million credit cards suspected of being associated with the Sonic Drive-In hack have been put up for sale on the site Joker's Stash, a virtual hub for stolen data, under the label Fire Tiger.
アメリカで大規模なハッキング被害が相次いでいます。アメリカの消費者信用調査会社エキファックスがハッキング被害に遭い、人口の 44% にあたる1億4300万人分の個人データやクレジットスコアが漏洩しました。ファストフードチェーンのソニックドライブインも攻撃を受けており、それによって盗まれたとみられる500万人分のクレジットカード情報がすでにジョーカーズスタッシュというサイトでファイヤータイガーと名乗る人物によって販売されていますが、被害の全体規模はまだ明らかになっていません。またテレビ局 CBS ショータイムの公式サイトに仮想通貨のモネロを採掘するスクリプトが埋め込まれていたことも発覚しています。先週だっけ、モネロの話したの。
うん、mm-hmm.It's already a thing.
すごいね。二週連続でモネロ採掘の話。
It's a thing now, and I'm sure it's people are going to be going out and installing that on a lot of other sites as well.
これはでも CBS がやったんじゃないんだよね。今回ちょっと違うのは。
Well, CBS isn't saying that they did it. If that's what they're It could have been a CBS employee, but it wasn't CBS themselves. It seems pretty clear.
Right. 人口の 44% が被害に遭うってすごいことだよね。
Yeah, these... I mean, Equifax is like the second largest in the entire country.
このさ、クレジットスコアって本当に不思議なんだけどさ、アメリカの。これなんでさ、あるの？その、クレジットスコアとそれを査定する会社があるわけじゃない、
mm-hmm.
日本はさないよね。だってで結局これがあるせいでそのアイデンティティーセフトとかあった時すごい大変なことになるじゃん。もう一生クレジットカード使えないとかさ。
Well, I mean, a lot of what they deal with is related to fraud and I mean, I guess why you have a credit score is so people know whether or not you're gonna pay.
Yeah, but I see a lot of stories about how the credit scores are often wrong and they mix up people with the same names and it's such a mess.
Why
and
do we have credit cards in the first place at all? With what? It has your security thing, the three numbers on the back. You think that's secure? Like everything's written on your fucking card right there. Like it makes no sense at all. And in the United States, they're using the magnetic strips, which pretty much anyone can just fucking steal your data off of a magnetic strip. The whole thing is a clusterfuck that doesn't make any sense.
I agree with you.
No, more than half of vendors in the United States do not accept IC chip credit cards.
Really?
Yeah. And all the cards have a strip on them. I don't like credit cards. I think the whole thing is a racket.
I don't really use credit cards at stores. I mean, stores as in like physical stores. I only use it when I have to with like Amazon and stuff. But 最近なんかデビットカードを使ってる。なんかデビットカードの方が分かりやすいじゃん。残金とか。日本はあんまり普及してきてなかったけど。
Well, a debit card is a good way to keep yourself out of trouble. I think everyone should just use a debit card. I mean, I don't really...
スーパーの買い物とかは常にデビットカードでしてる。そっちの方が楽だし。
But now they have so many, you know, you can get a credit card from Rakuten or you can get a credit card from Cosmo? Cosmos, the gas station. You can get
specific.
No, they and all these things are tied up in either T point or Ponta or the other thing, T Ponta, whatever the fuck. Right? And they're all mixed up now and then it's like now which convenience store you can go to, right? Now think about this. So we're all doing this so much consumption at all these convenience stores and then it's like, oh, I don't have that one. I have the Ponta card. I don't have T point or whatever, right? Or you gotta, how is any of this like convenient, right? So now it's like, oh, but I want T point, so I'm gonna walk further to go to Family Mart. No one's gonna do that.
でも T point card ってどこのコンビニでも使えるんじゃないの?
No, you can't. You can't pay. You can't receive T point at a Ponta point. What is it? Ponta point point store.
コンビニによって違うってこと?
Yeah, it's all different.
There's like a huge war
going on right now between T point and Ponta. 私 T ポイントカード
しか使ってないし、最近使い始めた。なんかちょっとイケてる気分。ちょっとみんなみたいに。
Right, but unless you have it tied in with your credit card, which is also tied in with your airline, which is also, you know, your PASMO, which is also, you know, all this other shit.
それを全部さ、コントロールできてる人いるじゃん、たまに。全部節約っていうか、いかにうまくポイントを貯めてマイレージをゲットするとか、すごいそこに能力とパワーを費やしてるみたいな。
I'm definitely wouldn't dedicate any of my working memory to those.
そうでもある意味羨ましい。私はできないから、なんかすごいいっぱいカード持ち歩くとかさ、めんどくさいし。でもそれでタダで旅行行ったりとかさ、すごくない
？ Doesn't it feel so nice to just not worry about it? It's so nice.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really a point person.
Oh, I hate all that stuff.
でもね、T ポイントはね、ずっと使ってなかったのね。そしたら意外と3000分ぐらい貯まってて、だから1回のグロッシリーをそれでタダで済ませるっていう。
But think about it. Over the course of your entire life, you work your face off, you slaving your whole life for 60 years, and you get like...You save like some mayan or something in T point. Worrying about that shit your whole life. Take my saman. I'm out. I don't know. It's just, no, it's just. It's like the point card thing drives me crazy over here, and then the credit card thing drives me nuts over in the States. And it's like everyone and their cards and their systems and their clubs and their VIP exclusive whatever this, and oh, you can win this, you know, stuffed animal and this pen.
でもそう考えるとやっぱりスイカは便利だよね。バスも使えるし。
Yeah.
JR
も。My vote goes to JR. Everyone else can.
Yeah. だって昔は全部違ったもんね。
You don't get points for JR, huh? They're the only ones that don't give you any points. Ride the train all the time. Don't give me a shit.
Yeah.
But I like it that way. I like it that way. Just do that.
We'll need them anyway without the points. So
I just assume that you give me the points and then you subtract it from the cost at the same time. You know? Just price it. Just price it. Just do that.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, customer loyalty and stuff.
電気屋さんは結構すぐ溜まるよ。
That's true.
Yeah.
That might be the only effective point system.
そう、電気屋さんはすごいいい気分になれるポイントは。
Yeah, but
まず単価が高いしね。だからそりゃすぐ貯まるかって感じもするけど。
Mm. But でもありがたいよ。Couldn't they just make it cheaper in the first place? I don't know. 次。University of Tokyo scientists have developed a new method for quantum computing, which uses a loop circuit to shuttle pulses of light around indefinitely.Hailed as potentially the ultimate quantum computing method, the theory permits that the circuit will be able to process more than 1 million qubits simultaneously. While classical computers use bits representing one of two values, a one or a zero, quantum computers use qubits, the value of which can be in a superposition. Quantum computers will likely be able to perform calculations that are not practically feasible.Using classical computers. The research was published in Physical Review Letters.
東京大学工学系研究家のチームが一つの量子テレポーテーション回路を無制限に繰り返し使うことを可能にするループ構造を持つ光回路を用いた新方式を開発し、原理上10万個以上の量子ビットの処理が可能な究極の大規模高量子コンピュータ実現法を発明したと発表しました。通常のコンピューターは0か1かという情報一つで1ビットという単位を用いますが、量子コンピューターでは重ね合わせて並列性を実現できる量子ビットを用います。従来のコンピューターでは不可能な計算も量子コンピューターで可能になります。この論文は学会誌 Physical Review Letters に掲載されています。
It's the singularity. It's over.
重ね合わせ。
This obviously is very difficult to understand because it's quantum.
Yeah.
Which basically means that it doesn't make sense. But you can learn the ways in which it doesn't make sense. I think the main thing to understand is how the bits versus qubits work. Whereas a bit is one or zero, and a qubit has this superposition thing.
Right.
Where it can take essentially any value.Between one and zero,
right?
An infinite number of values, and calculations can be performed using, I guess, probabilities, and then you can make a measurement at the end, which will collapse those infinite or nearly infinite probabilities into your answer,
right?
And we're basically using those superpositions to do math much quicker than a standard, more linear computer could do. It's hard to express the difference in computational ability.
My 素人 question is that, so if I think about the Schrodinger's cat, right?
Yeah.
Like,In the classic computer, the cat has to be either dead or alive. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to choose one state of the cat. But
And if you don't know the state, it's still one state.
Right. But with this, it can be both alive or dead or unknown even. And how...
Well, it has to be unknown.
But how does that... So, like, from all the things that I've read, I understand that it can take way more information mm-hmm. in one, like, space.
One
compared
cubit.
Compared to the classic
computers. Oh, like physical
computers.
Space. Physical space.
Like memory-wise.
Right. So memory consists of transistors, right? And transistors today are about 7 nanometers.
Okay.
And is that right? Like 14 nanometers is like a transistor right now. Well, this explains like what the issue is. So with traditional computers right now, or I guess you'd say classical computers, right now classical computers are faster than the fastest quantum computers. But there's a theoretical limit on our computers.
Okay.
All these computers that we're familiar with and we love so much are going to hit a theoretical limit when the transistor size becomes smaller than an atom. It just won't make sense. How can you make a transistor out of less than an atom? It won't work.
Right.
We know it won't work. And at the size of 14 nanometers, which is what it is right now, and you have a virus, it could be 200 nanometers across. Think about the size difference. A virus.
Yeah.
Right? And so, and you have a blood cell, which is 7 microns across. So it's so ridiculously small, these transistors already. So basically, we're just going to run out of space. We're not going to be able to do it. And we have the opposite issue right now with the quantum computers where it takes too much space. There's too much hardware required. It's just too much stuff to make it work. If we built a quantum computer that had as many qubits as a computer now has bits, it would be like the size of the planet or something. It would just be...
What?
It would be way, way too huge. It would just make no sense.
Hmm.
And that's why... So in this study, they're trying to address the physical problem of building a computer that can operate these qubits without taking up so much space and requiring so much energy and so much everything else.
Okay. That's why they're talking about 1つの回路を無制限に使う so that it won't have to be so big.
Right, and the ability to process all of these, 1 million qubits is a huge number of qubits. The world record is like 20 or something right now, qubits.
Okay.
I think the IBM built the strongest, the most powerful quantum computer in May, which has 17 qubits.
And how big is that?
And I think it's pretty huge.
Okay.
I don't know if I've seen pictures of that one, but I've seen pictures of other quantum computers and they're quite huge.
Like,
I don't know, something half the size of this room might have like 4 qubits or something. And it's like, what?
Whoa.
Right. And so like 4 bits on a computer is nothing. Right.
Right.
And then the amount of calculating that you can do with a qubit versus a bit is just completely different. I don't know what the exact equivalent math is, but
I had no idea that this physical aspect was the problem.
Yeah, it's a huge... I mean, you have to build the thing. You can't... Even with this technology, it's still not going to be on your desk. Think about how small our computers are.
Like our iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really small. Like, it's ridiculously small.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even know how small it is. If you just try to imagine... It's all there. It all fits inside that thing.
And people are like dropping it all the time. It's crazy, right?
Yeah, they're dropping this tiny thing, which has millions of little, transistors and doodads in there.
そっか、だから重ね合わせができるから、この単位で言うとちっちゃくても、単位の数字だけを見たらちっちゃくても、従来のコンピューターよりはいっぱいの情報が入るけど、その単位
It's a different kind of math too. So the answer, if a computer does a math problem and gives you an answer, that's the answer, right?
Yeah.
And there's essentially a physical representation inside the computer through those transistors that proves that that's the answer.
Wait, say that again?
Well, I mean, that point's not that important. But what I'm saying is all of those transistors actually have to do that thing to do that math. The math physically occurs in a circuit.
What?
So, no, the computer they're talking about in this case is an optical computer. It uses light to compute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Wait, the math physically happens?
There's a physical, well, yeah, everything has a, yeah, it does.
So if I ask them.
But that's all, but I could say that, you know, there's math that occurs in Tokyo Bay when a boat comes in and the waves, you know, like, and it has to calculate that in order to obey the laws of physics. It's kind of, we're saying the math physically happens, but I mean, yeah, I guess you can say that, right?
Wait, what? So if I ask them, if I ask the quantum computer,
yeah,
like, hey, what's 4 + 3?
The answer it gives you will not be with 100% certainty.
But instead, what is it?
It'll give you some probability that that's the answer.
And why is that?
Because quantum physics is probabilistic in the first place.
So how are they going to figure out the answer to 4 + 3?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, should I write the code right now? Like, I don't know how to make a quantum computer do something like that. But what I do know that these quantum computers are better at certain calculations than others.
Okay.
Anything having to do with chemistry or nanotechnology, where quantum physics is involved, quantum computers are actually much more suitable to do that kind of math. If you try to make classical computers do that kind of math, it gets weird. So this may have implications, or quantum computing may have implications for the calculations that are being done in the particle accelerator, like at Keck, that right. We went and saw. You remember all the computers and stuff that they had there, the computing power? Yeah. I mean, if you use a quantum computer for that, it could be a much simpler computer, I'm sure. Well, eventually.
Right? So this, この東大のこれが出たおかげで It'll be possible to, in theory, it'll be possible for them to make the quantum computer much smaller.
Yeah, and have more qubits. I mean, that's what they're saying. Right. That they're saying that this is a breakthrough in terms of actually building. It doesn't really change the theory of quantum computing itself.
Right.
But
the physicality.
But it's I guess a great idea as to how we could actually build one.
Right.
It's expected that quantum computers will exceed what's called quantum supremacy within this year. And quantum supremacy has been defined as 50 qubits.
Okay.
And so the idea is that...
You said the what we have right now is 20?
It's like 17, I think, is the fastest one right now. I don't know. Maybe the quantum computers can do a lot of really shady stuff too. So it may not, it could be military research. I don't know. Like, you can use a quantum computer to hack passwords very, very easily. So like, even some of the most secure cryptographic strategies that there are today, like if you have a quantum computer, even one that only has a couple qubits, you could calculate, you know, like to calculate a password, you'd have to like guess every
Yeah.
You know, there's this many possibilities, right?
Yeah.
It's this many characters long and, you know, it includes the alphabet or something, right? And then you can calculate all the different things. Well, a quantum computer can do that in like 2 seconds.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, because 重ね合わせができるからってこと?
Yeah, whereas a traditional computer would have to like go and try all of them. And
right.
So...
それを一個ずつやらないでもう一気にできちゃうってこと?
Yeah. I guess that's one way you could say it.
So this is the thing that every Bond villain would want.
Yeah, well, quantum physics has huge applications or implications for creating security, but it also has huge implications for dismantling obsolete security very quickly.
Right.
Yeah, so if some evil hacker had a quantum computer right now, they could hack a lot of things that wouldn't be hackable otherwise.
Hmm.
Or would take, like a normal computer would take like 10 years to crack something. Whereas...
So I would assume that a lot of countries or I mean, the governments are funding this?
China is, for sure. China is spending a lot of money on this stuff. And mm-hmm. so is the US, Japan, Germany, I guess.
Hmm.
Maybe some others. But it's hard to tell like what it's going to do to other industries.
Right.
Like what? There's so many crazy moving parts now. It seems like everything happens at once.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, the quantum computer thing is here now. Okay, great.
So, なんか全然わかんないから実際にさ、なんかああこういうことみたいな。なんかもっと、でもさもっと簡単な例で言うと、例えば iPad とか、
yeah.
iPhone とかも最初出てきた時、え、なんかどうやって使うの？
mm-hmm.
何ができるんだろう？なんかアプリって何？ みたいな感じだったじゃん。 mm-hmm. で、今別にみんなああ、こういうことかって分かってるじゃん。実体験をもとに。なんかそういうふうになるとこまでいかないと全然わかんない。But
we live in kind of the Newtonian scale.
What do you mean?
Like we're stuff sized, whereas yeah. all this quantum stuff is much smaller. And it's the rules of that world, not right. our world.
Right.
Really. So we live in a world of emergent phenomena,
yeah.
essentially. So, I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever understand. I think our brains would have to be some kind of quantum computer. And they might be. You know, what was that research that came out
about
a few months ago? About
birds?
Dendrites and like not being digital. Not being, they used to think that dendrites or like synapses in the human brains were basically like either on or off, kind of a a binary
system.
And then they realized like it's no, it has voltage basically, right?
Yeah.
And we were saying when we talked about that that it was more similar to a quantum computer. Than a classical computer, right?
すごい何次元もあるってやつだよね。頭の中に。Yeah, I still don't get it, but yeah.
yeah. Richard Feynman in 1981, speaking at a conference, said, "Nature isn't classical, damn it. And if you want to make a simulation of nature, you'd better make it quantum mechanical. And by golly, it's a wonderful problem. Because it doesn't look so easy."
どんだけ頭いいんだよ?
And he said that, I mean,
81年?
There was,
that's crazy.
In 81, yeah. And now we've built the things and we're,
they're becoming useful. アインシュタインとかもそうだけど、こう、一人だけ時代を何十年も先取る人っているじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
そのどこの時代にも。
Yeah. Well, Feynman's definitely.
何なんだろうね。
Well, the quantum explanation would be that it's probabilistic and that person had to exist, basically.
Yeah. なんか急にリープしてるんだけど、先取りしすぎてそれをプルーブできるところまでは行かずに、そのまま死んじゃうけど、何十年後にやっぱあの人正しかったねってなるっていうのを繰り返しじゃん。
Yeah, I like reading a sentence. Like, I can just read this sentence from 1981 in 2017 And it just has so, it's so rich now. But back then, it's like this rambling scientist, you know.
Yeah.
You better make your simulations quantum mechanical. But that was the true barrier to the Matrix, I guess. If you really want to make a simulation that human beings can live in, it would have to be in a quantum computer, right?
Right.
And if it isn't a quantum computer, it might even be... I mean, the same. Like, why couldn't you make it the same?
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be so exciting for people that are, like, born now or later.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for them.
It's intense. It's intense to think about all the things that are going on
right
now.
Yeah. すごいね。話は終わり。
Yep. Oh, there's some other stuff going on. I don't know if you want to... NASA's going to the sun.
Right.
You see that? There's going to be a spaceship or a spacecraft, I should say.
Right.
Called Parker Solar, which will be launched in 2018, will arrive at the sun's surface. Maybe not quite the surface. In 2024.
Okay.
2024. I haven't decided how to say that.
2024.
Is that one better?
Yeah. Because we call it, yeah. Because we don't, I don't know. Because we don't call it 1998. Right.
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, women can drive in Saudi Arabia.
そうだね、まだだね。来年ぐらいだよね、サウジ。
What's taking so long?
ね、しかもこれも別にね、なんか正直女性の権利とかっていうよりも経済的な話とかを考えた結果っていう感じも否めないけど、まあでもね、
You know that if the Saudis are gonna let go and let women drive for economic reasons, then what won't...I feel like that's the trend with all of our, you know, this tattoo thing. Like, we all do the same stuff, you know, and it all gives way.
そうだね。
Over time. And it just the longer it takes, yeah. The more embarrassing it is when it gives way.
そうだね。だって世界でサウジだけだったんでしょ、もう女性が運転できない国って。
Really?
うん。世界で自分の国だけって結構すごいことだよね。
There's some people upset right now. God damn it. I just want to live in a country where women can't drive.
だからすごい。
There's nowhere left.
すごいサウジの女性頑張ったと思うよ。
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like that time when I went on to ABEMA TV.
Mm-hmm.
まあ、テレビ。Yeah.まあ、確実にサウジアラビアと利害関係にあってサウジアラビアのことを悪く言えない専門家だから当たり前といえば当たり前なんだけど、まあ、その人にいやサウジはサウジの女性は迫害されてるとか権利が少ないっていうのは勘違いなんですよねって日本の女性よりもサウジの女性の方が権利ある部分ありますからねって言われた時のあの衝撃なんかはっしかもなんかいや別に運転とかできなくても不便って思ってる人の方が少ないんですよっていう。
It requires some. It requires some pretty fantastic linguistic dancing around for sure. Like
it wasn't even. He wasn't even dancing around. He was just.
It was finessed. I thought it was finessed.
It was.
I mean,
just,
it has to be.
I was just.Shocked under the cat mask. I was just like, "Honestly, 猫のかぶり物しててよかった。
It wasn't hiding it. I saw. I could. Tell.
I was like,
I was like, oh no,
furious.
Don't say it. I was like, oh no, no, dude, don't.
ていうかね、あれをやっぱり日本のテレビだから炎上しないけど、それもすごいことだけど、他の先進国であれをテレビで言ったら一瞬で炎上するし。それを専門家で連れてきてるテレビ番組も炎上するしそこで何も言わないテレビ一緒に出てる人たちもみんな炎上して糾弾されるよもうね
well, I, yeah
でしかもやっぱりこう宗教の問題と混合されがちじゃん。だからなんか、
うん、
いやあの宗教だからね、まあそんな他が言うことじゃないみたいな、いや違うからっていう、うん、あのもうちょっと政治的な、まあ、文化とか政治とかそっちの話だから、うん、変えようと思えば全然変えられることだし、いやもうやっぱりだからテレビ向いてないなって思った。
They change. I mean, I guess I was saying, you know, what took so long, but I actually didn't expect it to change. If I'm being honest, I'm kind of surprised.
でもやっぱりさ、国としての利益を考えた時にも、こうやって長年いろんな人権団体とか国際社会から批判され続けるっていうのはどう考えてもプラスじゃないし、まああと女性が車を運転できないことで仕事が得にくくなっちゃう。単純にだってどうやって行くの仕事場までっていう、いちいち旦那さんに送り迎えしてもらってとかかなりめんどくさいしバカみたいだから、普通にその女性の権利を信じてない人だとしても、あのまあこっちの方が合理的でしょうねとは思うけどね。結構ね思い出すだけでなんか衝撃が忘れられないやっぱり。
It was good shed。
Way too blatant.
That poor octopus. Tomorrow, yeah. Tomorrow, Elon Musk is announcing updates to the interplanetary transport system.
Yeah.
And that should be. I'm super excited for that, obviously. And there's they made bread that doesn't have gluten in it, supposedly using CRISPR.So all the gluten people can, I guess, just eat bread again.
Right. まあ本当にいるからね、あの celiac disease とかの人はグルテン食べない方がいいっていう。まあただその別に食べても平気な人の方が多いはずなんだけど、ここまでグルテンフリーが浸透してるっていうのも面白い現象だけど。
Yeah. Well, Asia is like gluten is everything.Or everything is gluten,
まあ
right?
でも日本はお米とかあるからお米は大丈夫だけど。
So the CRISPR bread, gluten free, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
They're building a moon station, supposedly. Did you read about that?
No.
So
who?
Roscosmos and NASA, the Russian space agency, is going to work with NASA to build.A moon base. I think it's a moon station though, so it might be orbiting the moon and not on the moon. Didn't China say they were going to build a moon base in like within like a couple years from now? Like, didn't they say that like 5 years ago?
あとヨーロッパもなんかムーンビレッジ作ってるって結構前にうちの番組で話したけど、多分何年か前だけど、
moon、
あれどうなったの？あれは本当にステーションどころじゃなくてもうビレッ
ジ。Right.
で、サイエンティストとかもいろんな人を送ってっていう話だったんだけど。
Where's all the moon bases at? It seems like by now the moon should just be thriving, just bustling.
Yeah.
Moon bases. if every moon base that people said they were going to build was actually built, the moon would be overpopulated.
もうそうだね、混んでる。
There's just space elevators everywhere.
そうだね。Like, しかもさ、半分側だけじゃん。
Yeah.
使えるの。
Well, まあ、no, you can use the other side.
そうだけど、その人がさ、いる部分はさ、
If you want to talk to Earth, then you need to be on
this side, this right? Side. Yeah.
I mean, you could probably
なんかマイニングとかはあっち、あの逆側の話してたと思ったけど、Moon Village とか。まあちょっと詳細忘れた。
Oh, the H3 deposits from the sun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it H3? Helium-3?I think that's right.
どうなったかな?
Yeah. Can you imagine a world where it's just a world of fulfilled promises? Just all the space elevators and all the flying cars and the...
日本の会社だよね。しかもスペースエレベーターの話してたの。
Self-tightening shoes and...
Flying cars.
Hoverboards. Where's our hoverboards at? Not those exploding ones with wheels. Like the real hoverboard.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but...Yeah, but who wants hoverboard, right? If you think about it, like, why do you have to be in the air? Like, that's not practical.
The supermarket's kind of far, though. And if I could just hover all the way back, because if you hit like a little rock or something, like you can go flying,
it's like,
right?
If everyone is flying, then what are going to be the rules? Like, it's going to be tremendous.
It's just the same. You're only hovering by like, so the we'll just make a law. Like, you can't hover more than like,
3cm.
That's all you need, and you just hover like that. And if you're like less cool, then you can ride like the Razor scooter with that hovers, like the hover Razor scooter.
3cm.
Yeah, hovers like 3cm ぐらい.
Yeah, original のハバーボードはもっと全然浮いてたからね。
3cm is good. Or like, yeah, it's good.
Anyway. そう先週なんか体外受精の話したからすごいいろんな人がメッセージくれて、mm-hmm. まだ全員に返事できてないんだけどメールとかくれた人もいて本当にありがたかったすごい嬉しかった、
mm-hmm. 優しいね
ねみんな本当に優しいねもう5年5年4年ずっと言ってるけど、
yeah.
文字起こしのテキストは Android、Mac、iPhone、iPad で購入できますので試してみてください。月額240円で全部読み放題っていうのもあるし、まあ、単発で買うのもできます。Yep. 最初の3話分は無料なのでぜひお試しください。
Mm-hmm.
あと、Instagram、Twitter、Facebook やってますのでフォローお願いします。アプリはそう、文字起こしは公式アプリからチェックしてください。公式アプリ単語テスト機能とかいろいろついてるしこれからどんどんパワーアップしていく予定なので使ってみてください。
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that. It should be.
そうだね。結構大幅。
Dramatic.
チェンジ。
うん。
マイケルが今頑張っています。バグとかもね、なんかつどつど直して。
Yeah, well.
どんどんいい感じになってるので。
I'm obsessing, so.Whatever that does.
スポンサーつけずに自腹で運営していますので気に入っていただいたら使っていただけると大変助かります。
Yeah, this is free.
Yeah. yeah, this is free.
Yeah.
so.
Yeah. So if you paid for this, then you should get your money back.
Right. 終わり。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.